Chủ đề là sống bởi đức tin.
The title is Live by Faith. It's a message this morning. And the Bible verse is in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 46. We can follow along on the slide. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of heavy rain." So Ahab went off to eat and drink. But Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. "Go and look toward the sea," he told his servant. And he went up and looked. "There is nothing there," he said. Seven times Elijah said, "Go back." The seventh time, the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." So Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain started falling, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. For this, the title is Live by Faith. And there's a key verse in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. I'd like to read it once and then we all read together. "And my righteous one will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. And my righteous one will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away." Let's prepare our heart to receive the message from our pastor. Greetings to the congregation. We are thankful for this time to study the Word of God together. To the title, Live by Faith. In Proverbs, we are taught that ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20:12. If we could not hear with the ears, that's kind of this functional. There is a ambassador of a friend who came here to America and make a party, and he make a very special with the cake made of mushroom from France. It's very special kind of mushroom, and the cook said, "I think this some smell is very strange. Maybe it could be a mushroom that has poison in it." And he said, "Let me see." And so he took this piece of cake and gave it to the dog. And after that, the dog did not die. And he said, "No, it's okay to give the guests all this special food, this cake." And they brought all this to the guests to eat. And after a while, This mushroom cake, and somebody came to her and met her and said, "The dog just died." And she heard that, and she said, he was in fear, said to her husband, "The dog has died from eating them." So her husband said, "No, let me call my doctor." He called this doctor, and the doctor said, "I have this antidote. It's very good. So anyone can drink and then can relieve of the poison from the food." And this medicine came, and everyone took this antidote, and they vomit out all the food and to think that the poison has departed. And afterward, and everybody was okay. And the ambassador asked somebody about the dog. Did the dog die in a suffering way? And so she looked at her guest and nobody was suffering anything. And she asked, did the dog mark different? No, he didn't. And she said, and everybody, she looked at every guest and said, oh no, but everybody looks funny. And she asked, you tell me, how did he die? The dog died. They said, after he took the cake, he ran outside and he hit by a big truck. And he died right away. He did not say anything. He had suffered. Did we hear something that is, if we hear the word of God, not really, is very dangerous to our faith. The eyes. But if you cannot see with the eyes, that's very dangerous. You know, there's the quack medicine. You know, he has an editor, has a medicine book, and he will always base on the medicine book to try to heal people. One night, he was knocking on the door while he was asleep. He didn't want to open, but he knocked so hard, and he opened the door. And that person said, my house has so, a person who has stomach ache so bad. He opened the book to see what medicine he wears to this. He opened, say, you have to use the uses ginseng to save. That means if you are stomach, then give him ginseng. So he took the ginseng and gave it to the one knocking on the door and said to the guest, how to use this ginseng to cure the stomach. And so he took that to make, and that after the work, his relative drank the ginseng and he died. And then they brought this medicine to a medicine doctor to court. How did you cause this man's death by your medicine? And they brought him, no, it's not me. I have the book here. Where's your book? And the judge said, here, look at the book. This will cure by the ginseng. And he turned the next page and said, it is truly will die. If you drink ginseng, you will surely die. If we do not understand with our eyes, it is dangerous. So let us make to know how to use our faith when we live online, that we could not hear correctly the word of God. We could not see what the word of the Lord is trying to show us. Let's pray for guidance this morning. In our Heavenly, we are thankful, Lord. This morning we together look at the wonderful things that God can do on the righteous. The things that we could not understand, we could not see, but the Lord can do for us to keep our faith right for us, because the righteousness lives by faith. And we grant this love pleasing. May the Lord bless us this morning to understand your word. We are thankful. May you bless and lead each one of us and give word to our home to lead us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things that we are going to share with you this morning from the word from Elijah. And he went to see the king of Ahab. There are three points here, that is, by faith, the faith that we have, the faith to see, and the faith to experience. Each one of us has faith, but may this faith to hear the word of God, the faith to see the wonderful things the Lord has done, faith to experience the wonderful things God can do in our lives. The first thing that we were thinking of, faith to hear, in verse 21, for Go eat and drink, for there is a sound of heavy rain. Elijah said to Ahab, have you ever heard of rain? Yes. When the rain falls. When you hear, when it rains, you hear. When it doesn't rain, you hear. But through this story, was the rain there? No, not yet. 3 years of dry weather. Elijah said, do I have go eat and drink, for there is a sound of heavy rain. Is he dreaming, Elijah? No, he wasn't dreaming. Elijah did not dream, but Elijah, because he put his faith in God, that he said, he heard rain fall. The Israel has committed sin again, and he correct. And 3.5 years of dry ground. He has no food, nothing there, not food, even for the animals. And everybody has died. But after 3.5 years, and the word came to Elijah, go and present yourself to Ahab. I will send rain on the land. When said, God said, I will send rain. Is rain there yet? No. And Elijah came to Ahab. Go eat and drink. The rain hasn't come. But he said, I have heard the heavy sound, heavy rain. What he heard, would he hear? By his faith. It's not by his physical ear, but he heard by his faith. The ear to see the wonderful things that has not happened yet. It is a ear of faith. Elijah came to him. This is something very dangerous, because in 3.5 years of this dry without rain, Elijah, whoever this man, Ahab was seeking Elijah, because of Elijah, and then Elijah has prayed for no rain to punish the people of the Lord in Israel. If you see this Elijah, let me know. Ahab said that even the foreign priest, he sent out news to the foreign country, say, whoever see this person, let me know, Ahab said. This person, Elijah, is dangerous. And Elijah courageously came and see Ahab because he trusted the Lord. And he came to Ahab. And the courageous is very simple, because he has faith that he hears the rain. When the rain hasn't happened yet, God said, I will send rain on all him. Rain hasn't come yet. He knows for sure that if God says so, it will happen. God told Elijah, God will do what he told him. Have we heard of our, here by our faith, when Adam fall into sin with Abel and Cain, they lift up the sacrifice. God accepted the sacrifice of Abel, but not of Cain. And Cain was so angry. And God appeared to Cain. Why are you so angry? If you do right, then I will accept your sacrifice. But because you did not do right, he lived a sacrifice without faith. God could not accept an offering with faith. The offering must have faith, and Abel has faith and live up a sacrifice better than what Cain did. And God told Cain, what you have done is wrong. So sin is crouching at the door. You have to master it. This is something the devil would deceive you with that. And afterwards, that Cain mastered the sin. The physical here, ear of Cain, and here, the Lord. The sin is crouching at the door, you must master it. But Cain failed to do that. What did Cain do? He killed his brother. To hear the voice, what is said to him, without faith, to receive it. And all of that will be useless. In the Bible, we see that the Esther Enoch, he has to hear what the Lord told him, and that faith has caused to walk with the Lord. That means there is a sweet relationship during the time Enoch lived. And when he was 65, God told him, gave him a sign, this expression, 65 years before, you're just like others, at the year 65, something even happened, that God has given him a son. And he gave a son. His name is Methuselah. Methuselah means that when this person died, that event will happen. And we see that the one that God told Enoch, that is, what was that? That caused him to walk with the Lord in the next 300 years. Methuselah, the son, when he was 187 years, he gave birth to Lamech. Lamech, he was 182, and he gave son named Noah. And when we add together, Noah, 360 years, 9 years, in the time of Noah, in sin, what happened? The great flood occurred. How many times? 960 years. Methuselah went how long than 969 years long. And so the time is according to the Lord has told Enoch. Why did Enoch walk along with God? Because there is a punishment, and that's a great flood. And Methuselah died in that. When he died, then the punishment of God will come. Only faith, we can hear what God has told us. Doesn't matter whether it has happened in me. And because he heard by his faithful ears that he did not walk with the Lord. And then the Lord took him up. That means he did not experience death. Enoch, the ancestor. And the 10th. In the 10th generation of Enoch, and that is Noah, he has a faith. He has an ear of faith to hear what God told him. God told Noah to build a ship on the top of the mountain. Is it impossible? What for? On the top of the mountain? That's ridiculous. What for? And during that time, there's no rain in the land. There has been no rain. But God told Noah to build a ship on the top of the mountain. A talk, a teaching, a command seems to be meaningless. But by faith, Noah built the ship according to the measures God gave him, and on the top of the mountain, according to God's commandment. And he saved his whole family because of that. He built his big ship to bring all the animals that God told him into the ship. How did they bring all these animals? No, not by Noah. But God caused these animals to come to Noah's ship. How did make Noah to tell all the animals to come? No. God did all that. But Noah's heard with his faithful ear, do and build the ship with this measure, and he perfectly obeyed God. And he it took him 100 years to build this ship. So when he was 500 years, Noah heard about building that ship. And when he was 600 years old, that ship was completed and rain came. The ear of faith can hear that nobody else can hear. Abraham has the ear of faith and obeyed to go in the time of go to a place where God taught him. He went, but he doesn't know where he was going. The fear of faith to understand what God commanded to go. He doesn't know where he's going. In his eyes, in his logical understanding, he does not know why. That's faith. There are many in the characters have ears of faith to hear the word from God. Elijah, because he heard that he prayed that may the spirit be doubled on mine. And God has done that for the student of Elijah, which is Abraham. Mary has heard of that he will give birth to Jesus. That is something is impossible because she was still a virgin by faith. He heard the word of God. Said, I am your servant. Let it be happen to me. The apostle of Jesus Christ has been called. I will call you to become fisher of men. Nobody heard of fisher of men, but by ears of faith, he obeyed the Lord of the Lord. He left the boat behind. He left all the instruments. He left the family. He left their profession just to be the follower of Christ. The apostle. These are the ones who have the ears to hear, a faithful to hear. Maybe does God's word still continue to lead us? We have heard the God's word so many times, repeatedly. Love each other like I have loved you, just as I have loved you. And because of that love that God gives us, see, then everybody else can see, know that we are his disciple. We have heard it so many times, repeated so many times. Sometimes we treat each other in bitterness, in competition. The word of God, before, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will give this, everything will be given. We have heard, repeated so many times, right? But today, there are many who would not want to come. Because I have to work on Sunday. I have to worry about my life first. All we have heard, we hear. But this year, by the sixth year, but we have not heard it with faith. And so hear by faith means what? How is the faith that we can use to hear the word of God? This has come through wisdom tongue, the way we can hear. Joshua has keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on this day and night. Whatever we read, so that you may be careful to do everything. Meditate on the day and night. To continue to think about word of God. What's the word of God? And what else? And carefully do everything written in it. Not just read and hear, but think about it and then obey the word. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And that is the ear to hear by faith. And in Matthew 7:24, therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Hear and not do it at all. It's just like a fool building the house on the sand. So the ear of faith is the ear that calls us to hear, but also obey. Dear congregation, Ahab went to Mount Carmel to see what? To eat and drink. And what about Elijah? What did he do? He said, there he put his face in between his knees. Why? Praying. Other people went to the Carmel to eat and drink, but I went to the mountain to pray to God. Elijah prayed. When we come here, what for? To see our friends? To talk about our businesses, to boast about our achievements for the week. No, we come to the sanctuary to have a relationship with God. And we continue to have this at home. The ear of faith always is open, ready to hear the word of God telling us. Today, God continues to tell us, remember where you have fallen. And because our heart becomes to get cold, we are worried so much about hell, about business, about our job. We worry so much. But our loving heart of God decreases. Examine ourselves. Remember the first love, to repent. And this is what God is calling us. Many thousand years, God continued to ask for repentance. I am at the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice will open. Open the door for God so that God can come to have dinner with us and we with Him. God is standing next to our heart and knock. But many hearts are still hardened because we are so busy with this life. We have not the ear of faith to open to hear the word of God. And so the Bible let us know. See, righteousness will live by faith. If we fall away, that will please God. The ear of faith, so that we can hear, but also do and apply, not to hear and forget. May we be reminded the blessing that God gives to righteousness, whoever does the word of God, then God will reveal Himself, experience wonderful things. To hear that somebody else could not hear, just like Elijah here. He could hear the heavy rain when rain hasn't happened yet. The second point that we will study together, faith to see. And after, in verse 33, go and look toward the sea, he told his servant. And he went up and looked, there is nothing there. He said, what did the servant want to see? The cloud, right? Where he lived on the mountain, said, where the rain begins, it began to rain from the mountain. And on the top of Carmel, Elijah said to the servant, look, look toward the sea. Normally the cloud should be on the mountain, but by faith, look to the sea, by faith. Did you see anything? How? How could you see? Without faith, you could not see. And after, the eyes of faith of Elijah did not make him to leave. He knew all down on his face, waiting until he can see. But the God, what God has done for him, tell servant, go out. Go out and come back. Seven times like that, the servant went. How did Elijah know that the rain will come from the sea? And this servant came back and forth seven times. Because Elijah saw with his eyes of faith. So he knelt there, carry his faith, bury his faith between his knee and pray. And we see that faith of Elijah caused him to see something that has not happened yet. And this servant, can go and back, could not see a thing. Second time he went out and looked and continued seven times. And then, and why didn't he wait then? No, the servant must go up and come back and report it larger seven times. Did he see it the sixth time? No, nothing yet. On the sixth time, on the seventh time, he saw the sign. Oh, Elijah, nearby, I saw a small cloud. And this small cloud, only by the measure of the hand, is it telling us something great? But the eyes of faith could see those heavy rain from the small cloud. If the ears of faith can hear the wonderful thing, we can also see with our faith wonderful things. in the eyes of the servant, look there, near Ravan, I have seen a child that is small as him. But in the face of Elijah, go, go, run, servant, go to Ahab. Go to, rain is coming. So hurry up and go. The larger our faith, we can see the great things the Lord will do. With the small, we only see a small amount. The events are the same, but the faith will cause us to see something different than others, according to the level of faith. Then your life and mine, if we have faith, everything will happen, maybe happening. I'm so sick. I got into an accident. But if our faith, our eyes of faith to see all work together for the good of those who love God, benefits for those who love God, all things work together in our life. Though this life has many things happen, we look at God with the eyes of faith so that we can see that it would not happen yet, but we can see it. There's a missionary, Hudson Taylor, went to China to serve as a missionary. And the ship was stuck near the island called near Sumatra. And when the ship was stuck there, and the ship could not go anymore because it was like a sailing ship. It must have the wind to sail. Now the wind died, and the boat was stuck there. The ship couldn't move. And the captain of the ship told the sailor, oh, the sailor, we have no wind here. We are stuck here. But I know that you are a... And so the people here is like very wild. They can be cannibals. What could I do? If you believe in it, you have to pray to your God and tell us that, okay, I will pray. But you have to raise up the sail. The captain said, without wind, why do I have to raise up the sail? And tell him, you pray, ask me to pray, I will pray. But you have to do your part. And he said, with a firm voice, go and raise up the sail. And then Taylor kneeled down and prayed, please, Lord God, let the wind rise up so we can go. 45 minutes later, the captain said, oh, Hudson Taylor, Mr. Taylor, tell us to continue praying. Hey, stop. We have so much wind here. The congregation, the prayer by faith, we can see the wonderful things the Lord can do. Do not say with our level of faith, we not think we continue to make our faith to grow higher and higher. Never see that we are happy with our faith now. I have done so much. I give to the Lord so much. I'm better than others. But continue to love the Lord. And then the Lord will bless us with new strength. Continue to pray for each other. Pray that what God has revealed to our heart to pray for. God has put... this is another story that this person wants to pray for five of his friends. A few months later, one of the five friends became a Christian. 10 years later, there are two more friends that he prayed for became believers. That's three out of five of his friends. And 25 years later, the fourth friend of his became a believer. Then this Mueller continued, please save my five friends, the fifth one. And he died. And 52 years after he prayed for his friend, and the fifth friend came to the funeral of Mueller. and accepted Christ there. This is something very strong. God can do many things that Mueller could not imagine. Mueller has not. But God continued to do because the righteous will live by faith. And your life and mine, sometimes we have to see to believe. But the apostle, there is one named Thomas. Others are gathering. God resurrected and appeared to the apostle. But Thomas wasn't there. That these others told him, the Lord has risen from the dead. Thomas, disbelief. Unless I see the nail marks in his hand, and put finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Until then, I won't believe, Thomas said. And a week later, the congregation and Jesus appeared. Thomas was there. Now, what did Thomas say to Jesus? Please forgive me for my unbelief. You are my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, because you see that I am here, then you believe. Though he who did not dare to put his hand in Jesus' hand, he did not dare to put the sign of Jesus. But with the presence of Jesus there, that Jesus truly resurrected from them, because you see me and you believe. Bless those who have not seen and believe. That is a blessing. Many things that Jesus are teaching us to reflect us in our life. Maybe most of us will have to wait for evidence to see. Bless those who did not see and believe. Maybe you pray that the sickness has not left. But our faith does not stop here. We pray for the economic condition of family that we have not seen any result. But our faith continues to make us to pray and pray. And so, faith will help us to see those things that we could not yet happen. The ear of faith to hear that now has happened. The eyes of faith to see things that God has not done yet. And God said, the righteousness lives by faith. Without faith, that could not please the Lord. May God bless each one of us to have eyes of faith. The third point that we will share together, experience, faith to experience, ear to hear things that have not happened, eyes of faith to see the wonderful things that God will do, the faith that we can experience God's wonderful work in our life. In verse 45, meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain started falling. And Ahab wrote to Jezebel. In just a little while, this little cloud becomes a black cloud, and the wind rose. It just in a short duration, without God's action, nothing will happen. And if God acts, things can happen very quickly in your congregation. If we have no faith, we could not see. A small cloud can become a background in a little duration. And in the power of God, faith can experience the wonderful things from that we know it's impossible for humans. But in the hands of God, God will make all things possible. In the past few days, we have heard the news that there is a revival occurring at the Asbury College in Kentucky. Dear congregation, God began this in a college in the last Wednesday in April the 8th, February the 8th. He came just to a worship program just like ours. But that night, they will move to my house to worship with all of their hearts. When we sing, we sing like he never sang before. Sing with our heart, and we'll worship with the attitude before that we have never worshiped like that before. We can see the presence of God, not just in his communication like this, in the hall. Worship by faith will lead us into this kind of experience. And these college students there, they came to worship in that February 8th. They felt it's not enough. Then they came back, worship again. And they worship. It is something wonderful happened there in that college. And only a handful of college students there, they just participate of time to worship, just a regular in the week. But the Lord began to have revival, give revival to the hearts of these college students. And we see, and 9th, the 10th, 11th, the 12th, until today, they continue to worship in that sanctuary. And today, 12 days already. This had touched maybe 100,000 of other students, college students. They came to worship, praise his name. And God touches many hearts. They kneel before God and pray. They shed their tears for the Lord. God has changed many lives through this event. And God would not stop there. Other people came there from other states. They left a lot of change. Why? Because only by a worship with their heart. The worship, but now God has done many wonderful things. Other king, not only in Kentucky, but other states, people came, and all the images, the video clips that expresses the worship of this group there has been broadcast to the internet, onto Australia, in Europe. All the can see that there is a revival going on in Kentucky, in Ashbury, near the congregation, not only the Ashbury College. God is touching many more colleges. They came to worship. They did not have a special speaker there. They did not a speaker to perform any miracles there. They did not have a famous singing group to praise. But God saw that. But he saw the righteousness is viewing to give their hearts to Jesus then. And miracles happened. Last Wednesday, the week after, 24 million people in the world have seen what God has done to this group. And through these videos that we can see, and today, yesterday, 63 million people have witnessed this event through the internet. Beginning only a handful of college students. When I see all these, when we'll have a revival here in this church in spring, I only can see one thing. God wanted people of faith to hear what God would tell us, to see the things that God will do, to experience all the wonderful things that we have never experienced before. God can only do it if we have an ear to hear and then forget about all what we heard. We only have the eyes to see what happened here, and then we forget about all this. But God is wanting us to have an ear to hear truly what God is speaking to us through His Word. That spiritual eyes can be opened, the wonderful things that God can do, even though we have not seen it yet. We have to have an experience of faith. An experience. Many have come to this Asbury College in Kentucky to witness this, to be part of this event. But today, you and I, we don't need a famous speaker here. Maybe we don't need have a famous band to sing here. God only wants our worship. Are we coming here on time to worship? It's telling God, I want to worship you. Are you regularly come? Regularly? The worship on a regular basis tells us that we are serious. Do we read the Word of God? Do we keep our prayers on a daily basis? Or, I'm so busy, I cannot pray. Maybe I pray tomorrow. No. Once we have received from the Lord, God wanted us. We can hear with our eyes and our ears. So God can do many things, wonderful things. Our God is faithful. Miracles will continue to happen. And we know that the black clouds come from a small cloud, just like a hand. A great rain came. Was God faithful? Yes. But God needs our people of faith, of righteousness. Ahab. When Ahab rode off to Jezreel, the power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. And now Elijah has the four horses chariot to go. How fast was it? But an old man like Elijah, who can run before this chariot, this is a miracle, right? There is no old man like Elijah can overtake this chariot with four horses. But this old man ran ahead of Jezreel to Jezreel ahead of Ahab. All this thing has happened because the hand of God is on this. Elijah could not have this power, but the power of God is on Elijah. Elijah can run before Ahab's chariot. Lord, desperate, dear congregation, we need our heart so that we can hear God's words. We have to listen and to see many things that God can do. We can be faithful with the Lord so that today we can experience the new things God is waiting to give us. The righteous will live by faith. If we are, no one who turns away will please the Lord. There's a story about a soap manufacturer and a pastor were walking together down the street in a large city. The soap manufacturer casually said, he said to this pastor, "The gospel you preach hasn't done much good, has it? Just observe, there is still a lot of wickedness in the world and a lot of wicked people too. If the gospel of the Lord has power, maybe the city is better. People can be much better. But look, there are still many prostitutes, many gamblers, many drunkards. They live wickedly." And the pastor could not know what to do. After a while, and he saw a dirty little child making mud pies in the gutter. And he played with this mud, this little kid, and seizing this opportunity, the pastor said, I see that soap hasn't done much good in the world either. For there is much dirt and many dirty people still around. And the soap man said, he was angry and said, no, well, soap only works when it is applied. Without applying it, nobody is clean. And the pastor said, exactly. So it is with the gospel. It will have value when we apply it to our lives. If we don't apply the gospel, nothing will happen. We could not apply the good news to ourselves. Nothing will happen. And so, decongregation. The gospel of God can only have value when we apply it to our lives. Hear and do the word of God. And the word of God will have enough strength. If we hear and then nothing happens, we will have the obedience of the word, nothing will happen. We can see the greater the faith, we can see more of the wonderful things God can do in our lives. If we have the little faith, and then God can only do small things. God can do great things. But what is our level of faith in Him? May we affirm this in our lives. We'll put the question. The righteous will live by faith. How about us? Am I a righteous person? If we can examine that, we can see our level of faith. May the Lord bless each one of you. Let's all stand. Let's read together the key verse in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. And my righteous one will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. Dear our Father, we are thankful because we have faith in you. You give to change from the role of belonging to the darkness of this world to become the children of God. From the sinner, become a holy person in your eyes. From the life of desperation, to become a life of joy to praise our Lord. From the life meaningless, to have a life that have value, so others can see that there is God, our love in Him. We believe in the word of God, and we believe that God continued to do miracles, but God, sometimes we did not receive miracles because our faith is so small. May we not stop, be content with the love of faith. May you put in our heart a desire so that we want to be changed. We are thankful because you have changed in America. You are doing this at Ashbury College by faith. In the past 12 days, I was thankful because this has changed many lives around the world. We are thankful because we have faith that we could see, that we could not see, to hear things that we have never heard before. And now experience in our heart what good things the Lord has prepared for us. When we experience this, right now, Lord, may you bless, forgive my sin, forgive our congregation sin, so that our sins could not deter us from your words. May you do wonderful things through each of our lives. May our worship to be an offering pleasing to you. We are thankful, Lord. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.